KJC Country, 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you on this Thursday morning and being joined by State Senator Jim Stomas. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Doing well. And yourself?
Doing well.
Glad to hear that. A lot of people aren't. We're hearing a lot about the coronavirus, and we've also heard talk about, maybe members of your branch are looking at maybe not getting together. What's the latest with the coronavirus there, my friend?
So just 2 days ago, 3 evenings ago, the governor was informed that there were 2 positive cases, one down in Oakland, one in Wayne County, of coronavirus. And so the governor has now declared a state of emergency, asking citizens to be very conscious on how they move about within groups. She's recommending not to have groups greater than 100. We're seeing where the universities are actually going to almost basically an online course and having the students not necessarily attend classes. In addition to that, the recommendation is to have about a 6-foot distance between individuals, to wash your hands frequently and using the soap and scrubbing your hands for about 20 seconds. And if you're not feeling good, call it, and you feel that you may have been exposed. The best thing is to call into the doctors or other areas, not necessarily going directly in where others that may be ill as well, and making arrangements. And so there is more information available at www.michigan.gov/coronavirus-often.
All right. Yes. We'll keep you up to date on that with you guys, too.
Yeah. And so the other big things currently going on is we've been working on a supplemental. The House has passed a supplemental this week, and I believe we're looking at taking it up. It will, again, restore some more of the governor's veto items, bringing more local support back to the local hospitals, people with disabilities, job trainings. Pure Michigan is in that. Some additional dollars for our agricultural friends. And it also has additional dollars for local governments regarding the high water levels that we've been facing.
Yeah.
And so we're pleased to see some of that coming forward again. And so I think that we have the support of the governor on this, and moving forward to get that implemented. It also does have dollars authorization spending for coronavirus as well.
Okay.
The federal government has authorized for Michigan about $14.6 million in order to make sure that we're allowing for those dollars to flow out as they come in and needed. We are authorizing up to $50 million. We're also putting general fund dollars of about $10 million, making it available for emergency services and needs for the coronavirus as well.
Okay.
And so I'm trying to make sure that we're prepared.
Sure.
We've not heard that we're not coming back, at least in the state government. I know there's discussion with the federal government because a couple members have been quarantined. But there's certainly lots of rumors out there. So, again, be vigilant and continue to just have good hygiene practices,
right,
and stay a safe distance on the coronavirus.
Exactly. Anything else before we let you go, my friend?
You know, the one last thing is the 2020 census,
yeah,
is now. Today will be the first day that people could be getting in the mail an official census. And so you may have gotten one in the mail if you were selected to do an online, and you still do, I believe, an online as well. But today is the first one. And there are some organizations out there. So be careful what you're filling out. The census is a 9-question form. It's important that we fill this out and get an accurate count. Our federal tax dollars go to the government, federal government. This census is the one way that we make sure those dollars are coming back to Michigan,
right,
by having an accurate census. And so, but if you get something that says it's a census and it's asking you for a credit card, it is not the census. And you do not have to fill that out. The census should be approximately 9 questions to fill out. And I would ask that everybody make sure that they do get that information. It's important that we have that. It helps our education program. It helps our roads. It helps our local communities and the state government. It brings your tax dollars back to Michigan, making sure your dollars are being spent here in our state for Michiganders and not going to some other state. And so it's an important issue that comes up every 10 years. It also makes a determination how many Congress individuals we'll have as well. And so please be vigilant and get that out. It's a short window. I think it goes only from today until July. And so, again, if you have questions, please feel free to give us a call at our office as well.
And how do they do that, Jim?
So the best way to do that is 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036.
All right, very good. State Senator Jim Stomas, always a pleasure, Jim. You be safe out there, my friend, and we'll talk to you again very soon.